Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, the Endless Mountains region may be on its way toward national recognition. And there's a flurry of legislation trying to slow the rapid growth of data centers in Pennsylvania. It's Wednesday, April 8th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in the Endless Mountains on this early spring day. The Endless Mountains is one step closer to national recognition. U.S. Senators Dave McCormick and John Fetterman and Congressman Dan Muser introduced acts in March to make the four-county region a national heritage area. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more on what that means for Bradford, Sullivan, Susquehanna, and Wyoming counties.
The area was home to the Susquehannocks, Moravians and Mormons. There was coal mining and lumbering. Today, there's still all that history, plus five state parks, two state forests, and the D&H Rail Trail. Kane Chamberlain is executive director of the Endless Mountains Heritage Region Incorporated.
I think this designation could be a huge benefit to the entire region.
His nonprofit organization has coordinated the state-designated heritage area for over 25 years. National heritage areas are not national parks. Rather, they are lived-in, nationally important landscapes. The designation would open the organization up to more resources and funding through the federal government. To go national, the Endless Mountains and a consultant did a study. They had to find the region's story of national significance. The Susquehanna River is the focal point of that study.
You know, it led to all the settlements here, a lot of the industry, all the development that has occurred. And it was kind of the setting for a lot of the indigenous people who were here before the European and white settlers came.
The federal legislation has been referred to committee in both the Senate and the House. I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now for some statewide news. Dozens of new data centers are planned or proposed throughout Pennsylvania. As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, state lawmakers have introduced a flurry of legislation to address their rapid growth.
One bill that recently passed the House would require state utility regulators to design rules that protect average ratepayers from paying for new infrastructure necessary to plug data centers into the grid. Tim Profeta is an energy policy expert at Duke University. He says state lawmakers are responding to the biggest increase in power demand in the U.S. in decades.
That has created the reality and the risk of concerns that it will affect the affordability of power. It creates concerns about reliability.
Other proposals in Pennsylvania's legislature would get rid of a tax break for data center equipment sales and require data centers to report their water use to the state. On the flip side, another would speed up environmental permitting. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break. WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org. Welcome back. Now we have a story from Western Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection held a public hearing last night to gather comments about a new permit for the Shell Plastic Production Facility in Beaver County. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
About 70 people testified in front of DEP air quality experts about the future of Shell's ethane cracker in Monaca. The massive plant, which turns natural gas into plastic, began operations in 2022. Local business owners and politicians, like former State Representative Jim Christiana, who lives near the plant, spoke in favor of the permit approval.
Shell's partnership in Beaver County has resulted in thousands of new jobs, record-breaking investments, and millions of additional philanthropic dollars being injected into our schools and our community stakeholder organizations.
Opponents argued that the company should not be permitted to emit higher levels of some pollutants when it has repeatedly violated its current air permit limits. The comment period for Shell's permit is open through April 17th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Thanks to Julie Grant for that story. One last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Dr. Benjamin Rush was born in the Philadelphia area, educated overseas, then came back to the U.S. He served in the field as Physician General for the Continental Army, but he resigned because he thought General George Washington was mismanaging military hospitals and told him so. Dr. Rush, by many accounts, can be described in a number of ways: a signer of the Declaration of Independence, a civic leader in Philadelphia, widely considered to be the father of American psychiatry, fluent in several languages, the founder of Dickinson College, an outspoken supporter of the American Revolution, and later in his life, up until his death, the treasurer of the U.S. Mint. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.